Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps build its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which show North Korea may have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. Diplomats say after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, the Security Council is moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he has increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people and the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
This nation must end this culture of leaks. We will investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice. We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He said they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency Director Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart told a group of reporters the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned, and naturally, despite such warnings from Stewart and other high-ranking intelligence officials, Mr. Trump has pushed for improving ties with Moscow. This is VOA News.